Aircheckdownloads.com.
The weekly top 40.
And it's great to be coming your way on super radio stations like the hit music station KYUU in San Francisco, 95.5 Cozy FM in Detroit, where the point makes the difference. Hit radio TAG, that's Tag 98 in Cody. And Q96, your radio station in southwest Wyoming. Great to have you here. Christy Brinkley, who is, of course, adorning the covers of all sorts of magazines with her lovely face. Well, she threw a wonderful private surprise birthday party for her honey recently. 33 people showed up in San Francisco. It was a quiet affair, and it cost a mere $38,000.
Yuck!
Plus $900 tip, of course. The price included. Are you ready? Here we go. A nude lady jumping out of a box and singing happy birthday, and the rest is just too hideous to mention. All for the piano man himself, Billy Joel, her beau. Here he is at number 10 for the longest time.
Whoa, for the longest time.
Yeah, for the longest time, that's Billy Joel. And he's up 1 to number 10 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Rick Dees here with you, and this man is a self-admitted gig junkie. Well, that means he feels like he has to play all the time just in order to live. He has to see the crowd, hear the screams, and then and only then is he satisfied. He's Huey Lewis, and he's satisfied to be at number 9 with the heart of rock and roll still beating.
New York, New York.
The heart of rock and roll still beating.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Huey Lewis in the news, up 6 to number 9 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Coming up, Willie Nelson has a birthday that he'll never forget.
Last Monday, I had a face full of stubborn acne pimples.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
This is the creme de la creme. We're talking about the top 10 in the nation is where we are right now in the countdown. And very soon, you're going to hear the number one song in all the land. All right, TV and movie buffs, pick up a copy of Night Ranger's new LP. The cover shot was taken on Universal Studios' back lot, and the costumes used hold some very deep historical meaning. The football uniform, if you'll notice that on the Night Ranger LP, was from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the motion picture. The spacesuit is from The $6 Million Man. The cannibal outfit is from Gilligan's Island. And the suit of armor is from the Addams Family. And along with that nifty cover, you also get a record. Sounds something like this. Night Ranger, number 8.
Sister Christian, all the time.
That's Night Ranger. Sister Christian, up 1 to number 8 on the weekly top 40 countdown. At number 7, it's the man who just celebrated his 51st birthday. He did it in Phoenix with no fancy fanfare, just your basic, ordinary 1,000-pound cake shaped like the state of Arizona.
It's so big!
Oh.
Yeah, a Phoenix radio station forked out $2,500 for the culinary tribute. And what did Willie Nelson say when he saw all of that cake?
Yeehaw!
That's pretty close to it. Well, here's Willie with his new friend Julio Iglesias together. And to all the girls I've loved before, number 7.
To all the girls I've loved before.
Julio Iglesias, Willie Nelson, and to all the girls I've loved before, all over the world.
Anata wa sekai de ichiban gehin na yatsu da.
Which, of course, means...
I ain't got no time for you.
They slip 4 to number 7 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Well, don't go away. We're going to be right back with one of Princess Diana's favorite singers. And also, we have the... Oh, get him out of here. He came in earlier in the show. Would you please... Don't knock the engineer.
Hey.
What is
hey.
This? What do you want here? I'm doing a show here.
Hello. Hey.
Would you...
Hey.
I'm doing a show here.
Yeah. I'm being here. Hey. My name is Willie Wiseman.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I got a couple of wires here that doesn't sound... Some of the records is not mistaken.
What are you saying?
And, I just had to let me put the cap back on my breakfast.
Don't
here.
Do that, please.
All right. Now, I just gonna get these wires worked out here.
Don't do that.
Be no problem.
The wires are fine on this show.
Take this. Would you hand me that one over?
No,
there?
The wires
don't
are fine.
Touch those wires.
No, don't
I
touch
know
them.
What I'm doing.
You don't know what you're doing.
I just want.
Don't.
To...
Don't.
Don't. I'm okay.
Rick Dees, the weekly top 40,
the weekly top 40.
Well, we've got one of Princess Diana's favorite artists at number 6 on the countdown this week. He performed for her recently, and what did she have to say about the music afterwards?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yes, Phil Collins, Against All Odds.
How can I just let you walk away?
Phil Collins with the title song from the movie Against All Odds, a former number one song here on the Weekly Top 40. This week it stays at number 6 for the second week in a row. I hope you're prepared because we had promised this earlier. It is time once again for the Weekly Top 40 Challenge, where we test your musical knowledge, and let me tell you, you can win a terrific prize. It's a portable stereo from Sanyo. It's an FM-AM cassette playing system that just cooks with sound. I'm telling
you. Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you, Princess. All right, the Weekly Top 40 Challenge. Here's what you do. I'm going to play a small but very cute musical snippet. Don't you like this thing? It's a little musical snippet, and you give me the artist and the title, and then that's all you have to do. But listen carefully. I need the artist and the title, and see if you can identify that. Here is the snippet. All right. You like that?
Oh, it's lovely.
Okay. You can get that. Now, go ahead, write your answer down on a postcard. Send it to Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge. It's Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. Once again, Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. Make sure you put your phone number down on the postcard and hurry and get in the mail as soon as you can because we have to get your card by this Friday. What we do is pick a winner at random from all the correct entries, and you can enter as many times as you want. The contest is sponsored by D's Creations.
Yay!
A company with its very own Mr. Coffee Machine. Wow. Good luck to you. I know you can get that. Coming up next, a rock heartthrob who's got a birthday this week.
The Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Hello, bon appetit. This is Joy, a child, and Rick Dees is cooking some boiling, scalding hits, and they're going to be just delicious. Now, I need just a touch of oregano.
Oregano, you got it.
And the texture must be just as soft as a baby's bottom, yes.
Thank you, Joy.
Now, we're ready to cook the dough.
That's fine, Julia, that's fine. We later on in the show, please.
What? Okay. Oh, my goodness. That's fine.
We're counting down right now, okay?
Well, I don't want to bother you. I just want to know where you keep the vanilla extract.
Right over there. Thank you. Just keep on.
That's all
okay.
Right. I spill everything. If it's not a mess, it's not good. Okay.
Yeah, boss, you want to show her the door, please?
Yes.
Okay, get there. Fine. Gee whiz. And it's time for you to stop crying if you missed Duran Duran's concert tour. Their show in Oakland was filmed for cable TV, and if you listen very carefully, you may even be able to hear some of the music above the screaming. Duran Duran and the Reflex, number 5. The Reflex, that's Duran Duran. They're up 2 to number 5 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. And at number 4, the man says he used to train his voice and try to get that raspy sound that he thought was so cool. But then he started to damage his throat and sound something like,
"Hey, baby, what's happening? Get down the good foot and pop your skull in 411 places. Cerebrum, cerebellum, medulla oblongata."
So now Steve Perry takes it a little easier, and here he is with the number 4 song, "Oh, Sherry."
You should have been gone.
Oh, yeah. Steve Perry, up 1 to number 4 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown with "Oh, Sherry," dedicated to his girlfriend. And now time for some delicious Hollywood Tinseltown gossip with our own insider, Grown Embarrassed. Yes, Grown, welcome to the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. What's going on now?
Oh, thank you, Rick Dees. It's just wonderful to be here. Well, I've got a hot rumor for you.
Good.
Well, what do you think about Michael Jackson and Boy George teaming up together for a duet?
No!
That's right. Rumor has it that they have considered it. There's no definite answer yet, but considerations are being made.
Now, I heard that Michael Jackson might team up with, of course, none other than Super Lips, Mick Jagger.
Oh, really?
And now I hear Boy George. So these things might actually happen.
Yes, the rumor mill is going crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice if Michael Jackson and Boy George teamed up. Just think, they could borrow each other's lip gloss. And possible song titles that they're considering are, instead of "The Girl Is Mine," "The Boy Is Mine."
Nice.
"Lipstick on Our Collars."
On Our Collars.
Yes, I think they're all great possibilities.
Fantastic. And you, of course, sound like you've been living in the gutter for the past couple of weeks on these, huh?
Oh, thank you so much, with my Mercedes.
Wonderful.
This is Gronin Barrett from Hollywood.
Thank you, Gronin. You come back when you can't stay longer.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, the number one song in the nation. You don't want to miss it.
Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
except no substitutes, please. It's the weekly Top 40 Countdown, complete with the 40 most happening hits in all the USA. Now look out for the man at number 3. He's just begun a 50-date tour with a lady who has opened for the likes of Rod Stewart and the Rolling Stones. Is that tough enough for you?
Ooh-wee, so tough!
She's Tina Turner, and he's the man responsible for selling out every one of his concerts this year. Lionel Richie, hot as a pistol with Hello.
I've been alone with you inside my mind.
Lionel Richie and Hello slips one this week to number 3 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, Cyndi Lauper is not the only star to emerge from Queens, New York's Lauper family. Cyndi's very own actual mother appears in both her videos of Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Time After Time. But Cyndi's afraid that the glamour of it all just may be going to her mom's head. Mrs. Lauper has chosen a stage name of Catherine Dominique. That's right, Catherine Dominique, and she wears sunglasses now, even when she walks her dog, according to Cyndi. As a matter of fact, even the dog is wearing sunglasses now. That's what we understand. That's what Cyndi says. Here's the weird Cyndi Lauper right off the cover of Rolling Stone magazine and Time After Time, number 2. Cyndi Lauper, the second most popular song in the nation this week with Time After Time. Oh, yes, the moment of truth has arrived. Coming up next, the number 1 song in all the land.
The Weekly Top 40.
Maxi Colors to Go Eyeshadow.
The Weekly Top 40. Ow!
Oh, yeah, the moment has arrived. This is it. Time for the number 1 song in the nation, and I'm going to tell you something. A movie has done it again. The movie Footloose brought us the number 1 song when Kenny Loggins went there and stayed there for 3 straight weeks with Footloose. And now, another number 1 song from the motion picture Footloose soundtrack. This is it, Denise Williams, and let's hear it for the boy. Number 1. That's it, the number 1 song in all the land for the second week in a row here on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Denise Williams, and let's hear it for that boy. Well, there you have it, the 40 most happening hits in all the land, according to Cashbox Magazine here in the USA. An incredible kick counting them down for you. I tell you, I just get a kick out of this every week. I wish we could all go home together this evening and have a party. Ow! Yeah, but let me tell you something. There's some wonderful people that do this show. Our tremendous staff, we have our producer Ron Cutler and Louise Palanker, Boy Paul Josephs, Rocking Ray De La Garza, Peter Perkins, Mark Schreiber, Jerry DeFrancesco, Chris Hamilton, Don Elliott, Julie Dees, Waldo Cluck, Kaz Capolino, Nick Verbitsky, Mac Davis, and of course, John Denver.
Wait a minute.
Of course, the rest of our staff.
What can I say besides, oh, wow.
Yes, and this is your friend Rick Dees. I'll see you next time right here. Remember this, though. Keep the stars on the ground. And keep reaching for your feet.
You are so stupid!
The Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by Bain de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan, by Agree Shampoo and Conditioner, and by Maxi Cosmetics from Max Factor. Ooh!
AirCheckDownloads.com.